Hi again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program with the folks that keep us fed, our state's farm and ranch families. We are brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer group of farmers who work to promote corn both in our state and around the globe. Before I dig into the topic for the day, I want to remind you this year's annual Corn Cob Open Golf outing will be August 8th at the Brookings Country Club. Follow South Dakota Corn's website and social media for the details. Today, I want to feature a group of South Dakota families who, as I mentioned, truly keep us fed, the folks who produce our beef. The entire month of May is National Beef Month, which has really become a month of promoting beef as a product while telling the story of what it means to our state and nation. And as you know, the old stockyards guy loves to tell stories. Growing up in central South Dakota, the Wooster brothers, much like most other families, did their own back of the barn processing. I'm not going to go into details, but the end product, roast, steaks, or burgers, were awfully darn good. Although processing methods today are much different, whether you buy your beef at the grocery store, butcher shop, or direct from a South Dakota producer, know that you're getting a quality product that will taste awfully darn good. In those days, when it came time to keep back a few heifers or select a bull, but the only tools available were experience and a good eye. That, my friends, has changed and a lot. There's so much genetic information available nowadays, I wouldn't even know where to begin. What I do know is that over the years, the research and the application of techniques in genetics and nutrition has revolutionized the beef industry, with the end result being a product on our table that's delicious and just chock full of the many nutrients that only beef can provide. I need to give a big way to go to the South Dakota Beef Industry Council that continues to do a wonderful job of educating the consumer as to the many benefits of including beef in the diet. I truly believe those educational efforts make a big difference in so many ways. Thanks to everybody in the beef business, we appreciate what you do. As always, you folks be safe in your spring work, and hey, thanks for what you do also.